you're really resistant to people trying to change it.
If you change it, it has to be your own idea, not somebody else coming and trying to change it. Okay, here's another one that's easy to change, is pessimism and optimism. Say, pessimism is shown by the lions going down. Okay, so you have to write on unlined paper to be able to find this. You write on lined paper, it doesn't really show. So if the lines go down, or sometimes it just shows in a word, like, say, time. So it may just show in a word, and then the guy may be up here again. Take the... So this guy is pessimistic, then he tries to get a hold of himself and force himself to be optimistic again, and then he gets pessimistic again, and so on. And so this is something that's pretty easy to change. You can force yourself to write slightly uphill. The optimist writes slightly uphill. You don't want to write strongly uphill because that shows an unrealistic optimism, kind of a person that's a little giddy, you know. But slightly uphill is the best. Shows just a slight optimism, and you can force yourself to write slightly uphill. So when you're writing, take the time to think today, write it so it goes slightly uphill. It'll make you feel more optimistic over a period of time.
What's wrong with feeling giddy?
Now, I was looking at Lorraine's handwriting. I know she had a lot of troubles to deal with, and does show some pessimism in your writing. So this is one thing you can work on, Lorraine. Write and such. Concentrate on writing uphill. Do that practice and make the writing go uphill.
When you first taught that to us, you said to practice, take the time to think today with a big old long across the top and long one because...
Yeah, long T cross.
Long?
Right, I'm saying that again today.
Oh, okay. But you also said you want to go up. And now you're saying kind of go up on some and kind of...
No. Yeah, what's wrong with
you? I've never really taught this before about the optimism.
Sure you have.
No, I don't think so.
Now,
on the T-cross, I talked about the slant on the T-cross.
Our T-cross, yeah.
Yeah, that's different.
High and long.
That's different.
Upward slant.
Upward slant on the T-cross shows desire to improve yourself. That's different than optimism.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But so you're saying that I should...
The whole word would be on the slant.
Yeah. This shows desire to improve yourself. Whereas if the whole line goes down, then that shows a pessimistic outlook. That's a totally different thing.
Yeah.
Now I notice on your writing you'll write, I was looking at what you wrote on the thing there. And some of your letters go down, kind of back up again,
yep.
And then back up again, which shows that you try to push yourself and make yourself feel optimistic, but it's not totally working for you.
That's okay. Why I've gotten so worse this whole thing that I'm all over the page.
Right. So concentrate on writing. Take the time to think today and have it go slightly up. Take the time to think today and have the writing go slightly ascend, the whole writing, not just the T-cross, but the whole writing, slightly ascend, and check yourself every time you write, and if you do it over a period of time, you'll start to feel more optimism, and it'll act something like a placebo and actually have a healing effect on you. Yeah.
With the advent of our digital media, how do you think the fact that we're abandoning our writing and going to purely,
A lot of handwriting analysts are worried about that, that a lot of the schools aren't teaching handwriting the way they used to. But on the other hand, a lot of the schools are kind of going back and making sure kids do learn to do cursive writing. So hopefully it doesn't go out of style because, it's important to be able to write even in the age of computers.
Well, I was going to say, 98% of my writing comes out of my computer and it's exactly straight.
Yeah, right.
Really? Like, you can't even do handwriting on the board anymore because the majority of your kids in the classroom, doesn't matter what kind of nice handwriting you have, they don't know how to read it.
Right, they have a hard time reading it, or just don't
want to read it? Because they haven't been taught how to write it, they don't know how to read it. So we're forcing all of us to print because you can't handwrite on the board anymore because kids can't read it.
Yeah, our generation is no problem. Who knows what the future generation will do? But I have read that a lot of educational people are pushing to continue to teach kids how to handwrite because it will be important backup for them.
Cursive in the schools, but if you're not going to use it out in the world, you're going to be typing on digital.
Yeah.
You're not going to be writing.
They taught me algebra, and I don't use it.
Yeah, it'll be a tremendous loss if we do that, especially. You know, if we have something where all the computer systems go down, we'll have to go back to the Stone Age almost. It'll be a heck of a situation.
People are writing their grocery lists on their phones now.
Yeah.
You don't even write your grocery list.
Well, I don't write nearly as much as I used to, but I do almost all my writing on the computer, but I still remember how to handwrite.
Fortunately. I handwrite my grocery list on the refrigerator. My son takes a picture with his phone. Off it goes.
Yeah.
What about all upper caps?
Yeah.
Capital letters.
That you've written?
Is there anything significant about that?
Okay. So you do printing and not cursive, and you do all caps.
Yeah.
Well, two people write with all upper caps. One are engineers because engineers are trained to write that way, and so they will often carry it over in the regular writing. And it depends on how much is revealed. If they write with real plain upper caps, it shows that they don't want to reveal their personality. You know? So you have to get them to do some regular cursive writing to be able to analyze them further. But they're usually people that don't want people to see what their personality is like. Do you write with all caps?
I do.
Yeah. Let me see your writing.
How revealing it is. Okay, well,
yeah, you don't write
real plain.
You've got
some
personality in there.
Is he a serial killer?
So, are you an engineer? Uh-oh. I actually went to high school in a drafting or fixing classes.
Yeah, did you take more? Were you in engineering school?
No, in high school, in some drafting or
architecture. Yeah. Usually people write all the caps where you either have engineering or graphics, right?
So
you're
is that how you sign your name?
Yeah, you certainly are.
He is right.
People wouldn't, and so, but people that haven't been in graphing or engineering, they write with all caps, they don't want to reveal themselves. And since he's been in graphing, and he also reveals a lot in his handwriting, I don't see that much, but he's fairly mental, dispassionate, but like me, he feels real strong about his ideas. He's a very quick thinker. He likes good culture.
Pretty well.
Willing to compromise, exploratory, curious, and. Very, very quick worker, very quick and efficient worker.
Hey, Jeff.
JJ.
Yeah. You know, I teach real estate classes.
And no wonder you got the key. You're pretty smart.
And I asked people in my class to read a paragraph, a page, whatever, just because I don't want to read to them. Mm-hmm. And the 20-year-olds to 30-year-olds have a big problem reading. They do not know how to read.
Yeah, it's our educational system is kind of letting us down.
I mean, and these are people that are going to sell real estate. We're in hell of a problem.
I taught college at Brown Mackey here in Boise, and in my essay classes, like English 1 and 2, mm-hmm. and they were still spelling our, A-R-E.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, our home is spelled A-R-E, R.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Our home.
What's your point?
If you talk to anyone in education, they'll swear our kids are smarter than ever.
So what about when they combine their print and cursive, even in one word? Like some letters are print, some letters are cursive, there's just no flow. It's everywhere.
Yeah, I'd have to look at the writing, but it normally shows the person that likes to be efficient.
Mine is like that.
Jenny.
Yeah.
Expose yourself.
I know. It's like I'm a mess, so there you go.
So you're talking about your writing.
You don't like to waste time. You like to go to A to B as quick amount of time as possible. And you're very intuitive. You get touches and feelings.
How do you see that? What's the touches and feelings in it?
Good rhythm, good dancer.
You should see her snake.
You're very honest. You're so honest, you have a hard time keeping secrets. And you can if it's really important, but it's not important. You're fairly organized, and you don't like to fail.
You should have somebody
write a
board.
She has a fear of failure, somebody. So that you underestimate yourself.
Yeah.
Need to cross your T's higher.
That's what I realized. All my T's are really low cross.
Yeah, cross them higher. Cross them higher and you'll start taking more bold steps. But they'll be kind of terrifying at first.
Even when it's not supposed to be a capital T, right?
Yeah, uh-huh. It's the same. Okay.
What if an individual doesn't finish signing their name?
Like the end of my name is really unreadable. I don't even bother. I just